Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December 15th, 2014. Israeli soldiers attack school children in the West Bank and open fire at farmers near the Gaza borders. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli forces assaulted a number of Palestinian students at a school in Burin village to the north of Nablus Monday, causing many cases of suffocation. Local news sources said that Israeli soldiers fired tear gas and stun grenades inside the schoolyards towards students lining up for class, under the pretext that the students threw stones at Israeli soldiers. The attack spread terror among students, many of whom suffocated due to the prolonged exposure to tear gas. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers on Monday closed a highway linking the southern West Bank town of Yatta and nearby small villages to allow a rally organized by Jewish settlers to pass, according to local sources. Coordinator of the Anti-Settlement Committee, Ratib Jabour, stated that the Israeli army closed the Highway 60, preventing Palestinian drivers from using it because the army stated that the settlers residing illegally in the occupied West Bank might organize a provocative rally. In Jerusalem, the Israeli municipality delivered on Monday demolition orders for the family home of Mu'taz Hijazi, who is suspected of attempting to assassinate extremist American-Israeli rabbi Yehuda Glick. According to the family, Israeli forces and municipality officials raided the Silwan home and delivered a demolishing order for their three-story building, claiming that it was unlicensed. The home was built before the Israeli occupation of East Jerusalem in 1967. The family received the demolition order last month, but it was frozen until Israeli Supreme Court issued a final ruling, local news sources added. Undercover Israeli forces shot and killed Hijazi on October 30th of this year, hours after the shooting of Glick in Jerusalem. The initial autopsy report showed that Hijazi had been shot at least 20 times. In the Gaza Strip on Monday, Israeli military jeeps opened fire towards Palestinian farmers along the Gaza southern border region near the town of Khuza'a, east of Khan Yunis. Several Israeli military jeeps opened fire towards farmers who were harvesting winter crops in the land just adjacent to the border, local sources reported. No injuries were reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 15th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.